Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the AP Rallo monthly call taking place on Thursday, 17th of May, 2018 at 600 UTC. On our call today, we have Satish Babu, Cheryl Langdonor, Holly Raish, Maureen Hilliard, Ali Al-Mashal, Amrita Chudhuri, Vikram Shrestha, Hanan Khatib, Liana Galstian, Priyatosh Jana, Maheshwara Krindigoda, apologies for my pronunciation, Nadira El Araj, Shredip Rayamaji, and currently we don't have anyone on the Chinese channel. And moving on to the apologies, we have received apologies from Kylie Kan, Yanis Lee, William Tibben, Justin Chu, and Narina Hachatrian. And from staff side, we have Sylvia Vivanko, Evin Erdoğdu, Siranush Vardanyan, and myself, Yeşim Nazlar. Our Chinese interpreters are Yi Yi and Ray for this call. And before we start, as always, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes, please. And just a kind reminder for those who are on the phone bridge, please don't forget to use star 6 to mute your lines and star 7 to unmute. And back to you, Satish. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yeşim. This is Satish for the record. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you to everyone who joined this call. As you're aware, this is a special call because we have most of the time during this call dedicated to the meet the candidates for our this year's selection slash election. So we have about 20 minutes to cover our regular event and programs. So I will now straight away move on to item number 2, membership. We are happy to see that there are 4 individual members who are joining us during this month. These are Hanan Khatib, Gnan Najeraman Rajaram, Razana Muslim, and Maheshwara. Now, on this occasion, on behalf of all of us, I'd be happy to welcome these new individual members. I'm not sure who are all on this call. I know that Maheshwara is on this call. But welcome to all of you, all 4 of you. And for any support or help in your participation, or if you come across any difficulties, please contact staff or any of the leadership team members. We'll be happy to help you. And unfortunately, we don't have time to hear from you during this call, but we will have a round of introduction from all our individual members a bit later, maybe in the coming 2 or 3 calls.
Hello.
So, someone wants to speak?
Oh, sorry, Satish, because I was disconnected, so I'm just making sure I am back to the calls.
Okay, Ali, you are back. We can hear you perfectly well. So, now just to... I do not have the hand-up signal on my Android device, so if you... if you want to speak and you don't see a response from me, please speak out your name on the phone bridge or on the Webex so that I can hear it. Or staff can notify if there are any hands up. So with this, we are moving on to our regular policy update. And it's over to Maureen, Holly, and Kylie for the update.
Maureen, it's got to be you. I can do one item, but that's it.
Maureen, I'll be waiting for you. In the meantime, can you please mute if you're not speaking? Everybody, kindly mute. Over to you, Maureen.
Sorry about that. Okay. excuse my voice. I'm a bit croaky tonight. For some reason, my phone keeps cutting in and out, so please let me know on the chat if you can't hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can't now.
Maureen says, yeah, we just lost her, and we're redialing Maureen now.
So, Holly, please go ahead.
The only update I've got, and it's basically to do with the long-running GDPR and the result of the where we're now up to, and there are two parts to it. One is the interim model, and after the Vancouver meeting of the board, then they have come up with a statement about what the temporary system for compliance will be. It's really a follow-on from the temporary model that we have discussed. So what's left over is the issue of accreditation, and that's accreditation as to who gets access to non-public, who is information. There's a latest version that is out. Jonathan and I are down as holding the pen on that one. I've had an opportunity to read it. I must admit there are a couple of things that I've got a question with. I haven't had a chance to get back to Jonathan on that. But I would suggest that people go to the policy page on ICANN, and I will probably have to update, or that particular page will have to be updated, because of the Vancouver decision, which was, I think, just a day or so ago. And I think the latest accreditation model also needs updating. There will be comments, I hope, in the next probably 2 or 3 days as we work towards implementation. But it's all happening so fast that it's a little bit difficult to keep up where we're up to. The deadline for compliance with the GDPR, as everyone knows, or not everyone, as most people realize, is the 25th of May. So all of the policies that have to be in place by then are very, very quickly being developed, with seeking comment very, very quickly. By all means, read the page, but also read the ICANN, what's on the homepage, and the connections to the various documents that are the most current ones. I don't have any further update, because basically everything changes within the next day, within days, really. So I'm happy to take questions on that one, but I probably wouldn't be able to get back for a couple of days just to get a hold of Jonathan and just to check that we have the latest versions of the documents that are being developed. Thank you.
Thanks, Holly. Cheryl, do you have anything to add to this? Or
to be sure, yeah. Nothing to the GDPR, no.
Okay, thanks, Cheryl. So we'll come back to you if there's any other topic. Now we will go to Maureen, and then Kylie, and then back to Cheryl. Maureen, over to you.
Well, I was actually just... going to highlight to our members that really would like them to take note of the statements that have actually been approved already, and the sorts of the summaries that are there. And if you need to, or you would like to know more about how you can become involved, it's really important that if you have a look at some of those statements and how they've been actually being constructed. You will see that they're quite technical, but at the same time, like, it's really good. You will learn a lot from just reading the comments that are made as those statements are being formulated. But I actually don't have too much to sort of say about some of the about any of the statements. There are a couple that are, have got some preliminary statements up, and that's sort of like the starter for if you have any comments to make on any of the current statements that are being requested for comment from the from our members. Really, you do have to read the documentation before you make a comment. But there may be, like for example, later on, probably not at the moment because we're still like going through some pretty important stuff at the moment. But there's, if you have a look, if you can see the screen, May and June there are several issues coming up in May and June that, as end users, you may be able to feel confident about making a comment on. So it'd be interesting for you to have a look when they come up and read through the documentation and see if you can participate. That's me. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Kylie, over to you.
I think he's an apology.
Yes, he was an apology.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, right, that's right.
An apology.
Kylie is an apology. Sorry for that. Cheryl, you have anything to add to this?
It's okay, Cheryl here. I must say, just to follow on from Maureen, in the set of capacity building webinars that ALAC and at large do, both the most recent one and the next upcoming one, they're to do with topics that are relating to the subsequent procedures for new GTLDs. Now, the one that's coming up is geographic names, and that's a topic that I'd encourage people to join the work group on, because that's early enough to dig in and get themselves involved in the development of the work by joining Work Track 5. But if they're not feeling quite so confident in jumping into that straight away, then coming to the capacity building webinar would be a good way of doing it. But in the late May-June period, we will be putting out from the subsequent procedures for new GTLDs working group, it's the PDP working group within the GNSO, we'll be putting out an interim report, which is a current state of thinking of four work tracks, one of which, some of which has particular interests, I believe, to people in our region, not only as it encompasses matters to do with internationalised domain names, but also to do with assistance that can be given in the new GTLD program for applicant support, and also for community GTLDs. So those topics were covered in the last webinar, and it might be a good thing for us to do one of two things: encourage our members to go to that and to have a look at it through the ICANN Learn environment, or if needs be, we may perhaps see if we can get it rerun. But I would suggest that, you know, we probably would get benefit from having people bring themselves up to speed before they're asked to make comments in the May-June period of time. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl. Are there any quick questions on the policy updates? Not hearing any voices. Let's then move on to agenda item number 4 quickly. These are the other matters and the EPIRELO updates. So we have three items here. I'll go through them quickly. For any more details, please contact staff. The first is a call for volunteers for the social media working group from John DePries. So John is heading the social media working group, and he has asked us to give some publicity to the need for volunteers for that working group. So if those of you who are social media experts and have some time to spare, please contact John DePries to become members in this very important working group. The second is that under the new public comments in the list of the policy list in the agenda, there are two items that say short-term options to adjust the timeline for specific reviews and long-term options to adjust the timeline of reviews. Both these are directed at changes to the existing review policy, which is quite taxing for the community, the volunteer community, and presumably for the staff as well. So ICANN is taking initiative to consult the community to rationalize these things. And David Olive had written to all the railo chairs saying that we should give some publicity to the webinars on the details of what is being attempted here. There are two webinars, and one of them is a good time for Asia-Pacific. Both are on 7th of June, 5 to 6 UTC, and 17 to 18 UTC. So those of you who are interested are requested to attend these webinars and respond to the public comment for the structural adjustments to the review process. The third is, again, just a mention. There was a regional secretariat call connecting the ELAC chair with all the railo chairs. And one of the suggestions that has come up from there is that where required, we can have policy hot topics ambassadors from the community, in addition to, of course, our three railo representatives. So if there is a particular community member who is an expert on any particular policy that ICANN is interested in, he or she can come forward and be a kind of anchor in the region, in AP Railo, to kind of coordinate the response. Now, we're not sure how to exactly work it out, but this is an early announcement for the community to be aware that this possibility exists. Are there any questions on the topics covered so far?
Cheryl's hand is up.
Cheryl, please go ahead.
Thanks, Satish. Cheryl, for the record, just on that very good idea of having regional policy hot topic ambassadors, I'm absolutely and utterly supportive of that. But I would like to suggest that they actually know something about the topics that is in the context of what ICANN is doing. In other words, being self-assessed as some sort of expert on a topic, even from an academic perspective, may not give you exactly the same concept of what is going on in the topic within perhaps a PDD process within ICANN. So I would encourage anyone who is aspiring to be such an ambassador to also be actually actively engaged in the ICANN activities relating to that topic. I find it wryly amusing. No, in fact, it's absolutely annoying and very ridiculous when expertise is brought forward and it hasn't actually been engaged or involved in what ICANN is doing on the topic. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. That's a very important and valid point. I can imagine what would happen if a so-called GDPR expert came up and then took over the whole ambassador role without knowing what is the specific context of GDPR within ICANN. So I completely agree with that. And it is not sufficient to be an expert in general, but you have to be an expert within the ICANN context as well to qualify for the ambassador's position. Right. So are there any other questions? If not, we will go to the second part of this meeting. I'm not seeing any hands or voices. We will now move on to the second part of this meeting, which is meet the candidates. So the formal part of the Ethereal meeting is over, and I'm handing over the floor to Sylvia. This is Satish signing off.
Thank you very much, Satish. This is Sylvia Vivanco. So this is the section APRAL or Meet the Candidates section, which is available to all the candidates to APRAL leadership positions, so you can introduce yourself and take questions from APRAL members. As you know, all the RELOs are at the moment undergoing selections, and appointments, all synchronized. So we have on the screen there the wiki page where the members are there, the positions are posted, as well as the timetable. I believe there is a hand up, Cheryl. Is that an old hand?
It's down where I am, but I've got a very slow internet connection. My apologies. Hopefully it'll eventually get put down in the actual WebEx, not just locally.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the following positions, as you can see on the screen, are open for selection. ALAC member for 2018 until 2020, APRALO chair 2018 until 2020, APRALO Vice Chair 2018 to 2020, the APRALO Secretariat, which is a discretionary appointment, as well until 2020, and the ALAC Delegate to the NOMCOM for 1 year, 2018 to 2019. Some remarks. Please note that newly elected ALAC members and APRALO leaders shall be seated at the ALAC wrap-up session during the ICANN meeting 63 to be held in Barcelona, Spain. Please note that the only position which has two candidates is the APRALO Vice Chair position. So elections online will be held to elect the new Vice Chair. And the election calendar is published on the wiki. The other positions only have one candidate. Therefore, we are following APRALO rules of procedures to declare those candidates as the official winners. We will do that later on. The next section will be to give the floor to all candidates in alphabetical order, so to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself and have the chance to answer questions from the membership.
Sylvia, I think I'm coming first. Thank you.
Correct, yes. I'm going to just give, I know that Holly is, she needs to leave, so we will make that exception. So first we'll give the floor to Holly Reich for 2 minutes each, and my colleague Evin Erlogu is going to take the time and give us a heads up when we have 20 seconds left. So please go ahead, Holly, and Evin, please sign her. Thank you. Over to you, Holly.
Thank you very much, and I won't take very much time, and my apologies, but I am supposed to be participating in another meeting, which came up rather suddenly, so my apologies. But just to introduce myself, I have been involved in the policy issues of ICANN for many years, starting really way back in the negotiations for the 2013 RAA. Some of the other issues I've been involved in terms of working groups and so forth were involved the inter-registrar transfer policy, the privacy proxy services, a number of working groups involving the who is issue. And for the new GTLDs, I started with looking at the applicant guidebook, started with looking at the public interest commitment statements, and have written both the initial and second copies, held a pen actually, for the report on competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice review, which was a review of the new GTLD program. And I've also helped organize multi-stakeholder meetings in ICANN, which involve all of the people from various SAs, supporting organizations and advisory committees on issues. And for two of the ICANN meetings, I actually developed and presented the four lunchtime capacity building sessions, and I've also presented a couple of two of APAC webinars. Certainly, if I have a long-term or even a short-term aim, it is to support the presence of AP Rallo in policy development. I'm very happy with the announcement that Satish gave in terms of having an ambassador on policy issues, but certainly we need to really have a system whereby we can all help each other learn about policies and be a part of the development process, which is something I would like to foster in my term as ALAC representative. I'm happy
thank
to take
you.
Questions now, okay?
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much, Holly. This is Sylvia again. So with your permission, and since Holly needs to leave the call, I will now read the question for her from Anrita. Anrita asks, engagement of LSS in the policy discussion has been quite low. Having represented AP Rallo on policy in the ALAC Advisory Committee for a few years now, is there any different approach you plan to adopt this time for encouraging participation and building next-level leadership? If yes, what would be the approach? Over to you.
Yes, and I would certainly like to follow on with a suggestion that Alan has made. It's starting with the concept of there should be a policy advisor, and I would like to be using either APAC itself, where they're holding webinars which you may or may not have attended on policy issues. I've also been involved in the capacity building working group to participate in giving the sessions on policy issues. This has been an initiative that Tejani had started, but it's a way of actually bringing people up to speed on policy issues. And what I would like to do is continue to use the APAC, which is the Asia Pacific part of ICANN, to do more webinars, which is a way of bringing people up to date and perhaps working on the concept that was just developed by Ellen in the announcement of having some kind of policy expert and bringing them up to speed. So it's the idea of using what's in place but more of it to make sure that people have the opportunity to learn about issues and to participate. And I also think it may make sense to have a specific webinar just on how to research issues, because the policy page of ICANN, if you haven't looked at it, has been revised in the past probably 2 or 3 years, so it's much more user-friendly. It's now much easier to find out about policy issues than what we've said in the past. And I think a webinar just on how to use the policy page and how to do a first draft would be something that would be a webinar that I'd be very happy to develop. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Holly. With that, then I will continue with the opening statement with an alphabetical order. So
okay.
Now we have thank you very much, Holly. For
thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Now we have Ali Al-Meshal, please. You have the floor. And 2 minutes timer, please.
Hello?
Hello, Ali. Yes, we hear you. Please go ahead.
Yes, just give me 1 second, please, because I'm in the office. 1 second. Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Ali, we are ready.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry. Okay, this is Ali Al-Meshal. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I joined the AP Rallo, I think, on 2013, something like that, or 12, I'm not so sure. But since then, I was so much active, and I was so happy to give you this background that the first time when I was elected as a vice chair, I was selected or nominated directly, which shows how much is the trust in having my skills and let's say efforts to do with AP Rallo. I have 25 years of experience into the technicalities, heading an IT department and business department in digital business transformations. So working with AP Rallo, I was so happy. And so not to miss this time also to thank all who have supported my nomination. It was really an amazing that I get all of this support, which shows how much is the trust and confidence in the members in the current and existing AP Rallo leadership team. On the other side, I would also highlight how strong and strength the existing AP Rallo leadership team was working as a team together, which shows all of such great achievement and making AP Rallo a very unique. I have been participating a lot in capacity building and outreach, and you know that we have run the mentorship program, which was a very much successful program that we are planning to run it again. And such a program helped us to identify people. It's not only for leadership position. The most important is people who are active, who can get into our working groups. That's what we are looking for. We are looking for new bloods, new youth that want to work with us to lead some leadership, to lead some working groups, committees, to get in and to share their voice in these working groups. On the other side, I've been very much active in the last General Assembly, doing the BRI outreach and preparing the General Assembly itself. And number of activities, I cannot keep listing them, that I have represented with some other membership team of leadership representing AP Rallo in different regional and international events. Last one was the in Ankara, within the Middle East working group. And by the way, I was one of the people, the first people who created and founded the Middle East working strategy group, the first round of that. And attending in such...
Apologies for interrupting.
Sure, no problem.
The time is up and we need to keep... we'll do another round with the questions that we are taking notes now. So thank you very much, Ali. So now we have Nadira, please, Nadira Al-Arash. You have the floor.
Hi, thank you, Sylvia. This is Nadira for the record. And I thank the community also for their support. And one thing I want to talk about, my experience to pass this knowledge to the our colleagues here. Before getting into the nominating committee, I kind of have a vision about what I wanted to be, what I wanted to learn. So I didn't just seek for the position without knowledge. I was a member of the NOMCOM review committee to have a general an idea about what the work of the nominating committee. Based on my information, I developed my understanding of ICANN, and then I nominated myself to this position. And that was a good match. So we need anybody to have a position has to work toward that. And that's what I did. And when I was in the committee, I can say easily I could fit and be up to those experts in at the NOMCOM, and I'm happy to be even challenging them sometimes. I've been as my task there, I've been briefing the community. I've been also having been into different subcommittees in the NOMCOM, even sharing one of the committees. And currently, I'm into one of the recommendation committee, And I also, like, what I'm, for the coming year, I hope that what my experience to pass it to the to not only to focus on the nominating committee work, also to get all my engagement with APRALO and the policy comments that I missed. Thank you. As my time is up now, back to you.
Thank you very much, Nadira. Now we have Satish Babu. Please, Satish, you have the floor.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Satish, go ahead.
Thank you. Webex is only muted, so I have to switch the phone. So this is Satish Babu, and I've been playing the role of the chair of APRALO from 2016 in. Before that, I was on the NOMCOM. I think being a APRALO chair was a fairly significant activity. It requires some kind of background and also some skills. We need to have some knowledge about different parts of ICANN. We need to know about the topics, especially the policy topics. We also have to know a little bit about the administration of the various programs, with the administrative side as well. Plus, there are the whole regional partnerships with other organizations like APNIC or APTLD and so on. So the APRALO chair is a kind of anchoring role with need to interface with all these different organizations and people. So I think I've been doing it reasonably well so far. The challenging thing that came up was definitely the AGM that we had in Abu Dhabi. For the future, I see that there are some very critical activities coming up. One is the ICANN review and how it's going to impact at large as a whole, as well as APRALO. Second is the individual member integration into the ICANN APRALO bylaws and so on. Third is the Atlas 3, which is coming up. And I think all these require strong leadership as the chair of APRALO. And I think with my background, I should be able to do a fairly good job. So I would like to thank everybody who's supported me throughout this term of 2 years. In carrying out activities, we have been looking at a team, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Satish. So now we have Sridhrit Rayamahi. Please go ahead. You have the floor.
Yeah, hi. This is Sridhrit. I have been an ICANN APRALO member since 2010. I'm a very active in the Asia-Pacific region with the youth movement and internal governance process. I represented the APRALO as the member of the ICANN board member selection process in 2017. Recently, I participated in ICANN 61 as a coach fellow in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Similarly, I attended the ICANN 60 as an ALS representative, and I felt the role and capacity of my involvement would grow, so you know, I submitted my nomination, self-nomination. My other engagement, I'm quite active in the APRIGF. I'm one of the MSGs and have been contributing there. Apart from that, I have been contributing to the Asia-Pacific School of Internet Governance. I'm one of the signatories of the Nepal IGF and Nepal SIG. I was also the member of the Internet Rights and Principal Dynamic Coalition from 2016 to 2018. I have been, you know, involved with various developing various toolkits. You know, in ICANN 61, I was there, and I felt that there was a big gap, so I developed this new ICANN newcomers toolkit, and I've sent it to Siranush and other people for, you know, further enhancement. Other than that, I've also worked on, you know, child safety online toolkits, and you know, I was very actively involved with developing the NRI IGF toolkit as well. The main reason for me to stand up for the election vice APRALO is because I think we need to bridge the gap and bring in more diversity and young energy. And I seriously believe in this because, you know, during the ICANN 61, I encountered something where I felt that, you know, young people are not, young people need to step up, because during the fellowship sessions I had, you know, I have asked a few of the fellows to attend at large session, and they came back to me saying that, you know, other constitution sessions, there were like more people reaching out, there were more, you know, the youth leaders, and for me, you know, like I was talking about at large and, you know, standing up, I had to give them answers, and that is the reason why I think, you know, young people, young leaders need to step up to the leadership position.
Sorry for interrupting. Time is up. So now we have one more. Yes, thank you, Sridip. Now we have one more round with opportunity for you to express your views. I have some questions here for the candidates from Amrita, but others, please feel free to type them or raise your hands, and we will take notes and or give you the floor so you can ask them directly. I'm going to ask the question first for Nadira. Is what would be your top priority as a NOMCOM representative of AP RALO this year? Please keep your answers brief to 2 minutes, please. Thank you.
Is it clear? Can you hear me?
Yes, we
can. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Sylvia. I noticed what is my priority this year also on the NOMCOM. I noticed the applicants' problem. Applicants, they don't know how to match their quality skills with required position. So I would like, whenever I reach anybody and encourage them to apply, and they need sometimes to prepare themselves into that position, and not just to apply directly. They have to have understanding of what's the coming role for them. So that is important. And also, if I have the possibility of to reach out to different events to find places where I can recruit more people, outreach, have I have a talk at the Middle East BNS Forum, and I find some perfect candidates, but we need to speak with them on a personal level in how to fit them and to prepare them to be up to the leadership positions. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Nadira. Now I have a question for Satish. Satish, name at least one area you would want to reform in the existing AP RALO approach post your re-election this time. Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Satish, for the record. I think the biggest challenge we are facing is policy participation from the community. And that appears to be one of the biggest weaknesses that we have and one that we need to address. So we had already started discussions on what to do to encourage policy contributions. We understand that different ALSs have different perspectives. Some of them do not consider internet governance as their central role. But increasingly, we are coming under scrutiny. The at-large review process has revealed that unless we ensure that we play the part that we are mandated to do, which is to comment on policy, everything else does not matter so much. So my first priority now will be to ensure that everybody in the community can be stimulated or persuaded or motivated to make policy contributions, and we remove all the hindrances or blocks that might be preventing people from contributing, and we encourage the community members, especially the individual members, to come out and make policy contributions, and also the funding support, etc., in future might also depend on policy contributions, and it's not really just because we are an ALS member. So there will be changes in the way we will be treating policy, and it will become a central aspect of our lives from now. So this is the single largest change that I'd like to effect in AP RALO. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Satish. I know there is another question for you, but I will take that after the first round. So next question is for Sridip. For Sridip, you have mentioned the importance of increasing diversity, getting new voices, and youth engagement. If elected, how do you plan to do so? Please go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sylvia. I think there is a greater need to expand the Iprialo community, not just in terms of number, but in contribution and engagement. Having said that, I also realize the importance of current structure and network that we have. I think there is a huge confusion in between the communication process that we are currently running. We have around 54 registered ALSs from 29 countries, and I would make sure to communicate with each and every individual ALSs, asking them about the issues and the engagement. I think that is seriously lacking. We have to talk and listen to their needs. Regarding youth interventions, we need to create groups where we can prepare and guide them, the youth group, adapting social media and various other tools. Even with Raised, we are reaching out, and I've a bit of experience in youth outreach. Specific webinars for new and young for capacity building programs, coach the new ALSs about the understanding of the purpose of the being an ALSs and working in reviving and the inactive ALSs. We need a proper training about policy commenting, because I was involved in one of the sessions in ICANN 61, and I think that benefited me. And most of the times people are also quite confused about what to do, how to write. So things like that are on my priority list. I strongly believe without just self-motivation and guidance alone is not enough. There are, for regarding youth interventions, there are organizations like Net Mission where we could use them. We could collaborate. We have not been even collaborating. We have such a diversity, such a beautiful, group of people, intellectuals. We can take a step by step and, we can expand. We can reach out to the unreachable in such a way. So I think those are my priorities. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sridip. And now for Ali. If re-elected, what is the one thing you would reform in the Iprialo initiative? Ali.
Thank you, Sylvia. This is Ali for Dericourt. I think I have answered that on the chat, but I will just repeat it again. If you can see from all the responses, we are all going on the same point. It's an engagement and getting people more involved into the policy development and getting into the discussion and statements writing. So that's one of the critical points that all of us in the Iprialo leadership team and the other advisory team that we are looking into how to do it. One of the initiatives that we have done in Abu Dhabi was to try to form a special interest group, for example, like for policy development and some others. And we are looking into how to activate those groups now or working groups again. So the most priority for me is to get those number of ALSs that we are having, that they are active and participate, to get into these policy and see how we can reactivate the non-active. We have a good number of ALSs, but not all of them are participating. So we need to drill down to see the reasons why they are not getting in and get them in. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Ali. I have now one more question for Satish. And this is, if re-elected, what would be your thinking to engage academicians? This is from Jana Srijatosh. Go ahead, Satish.
Right. Thanks, Sylvia, and thanks for the question. I think ICANN has a fairly clear-cut and rather narrow limit. And this limit is what decides how effective we can be in the context of ICANN. Now, we have, it is very good to have academicians in the Iprialo community. Their presence brings more resilience and more diversity to UPRELO. And we expect that at the minimum level, academicians participate in the policy process and they contribute their past experience to the policy input. Now, the next level of engagement would be to have an academician as an expert for policy purposes. As we discussed in the earlier part of the call, this requires that academicians are not experts just in a given domain or an area, but also how that area works within the ICANN remit. So if we have academicians who achieve this, and we of course have several examples from our own leadership, then that person becomes very important as a policy ambassador or champion. The person will then be in a position to lead some of the policy processes within at large. So what I would therefore recommend is for academicians to acquire working knowledge about some of the technical domains as applied to ICANN, so that then we can engage with all these academicians much better and provide them with a broader canvas in which they can be effective. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Satish. I know I am conscious of the time, and so we need to move on, but I encourage all of you to continue your discussions through the mailing list, asking questions for the candidates. So the next section is, according to the rules, to proceed with the declaration of those who are the only candidates as the winners of this selection. And this is according, I want to cite the article 30.2.1 of the APRALO Rules of Procedure, which states, if there is only one candidate on the final candidate list, that candidate will be acclaimed the winner. So with your permission, I would like to declare the following members of APRALO as winner by acclamation to the following positions. For APRALO ALAC member, Holly Reich, for the period 2018 to 2020. For the APRALO ALAC, for the APRALO chair, Satish Babu, in the same period, 2018-2020. And for the position of ALAC voting to the non-com, and this is a recommendation from APRALO to the ALAC. As you know, according to the ICANN bylaws, if the ALAC who, and the ALAC rules of procedure, is the ALAC who makes the recommendation. So this is a recommendation from APRALO to the ALAC, is Nadira Al-Arash, for 1 year, for 2018 to 2019. And the APRALO Secretariat is an appointment, and there is only one candidate as well, and this is Pavan Budharani for 2018-2019. So on behalf of the staff, congratulations to you all, and we look forward to continue working with you. Again, all the positions will be beginning at the AGM in Barcelona. Next, I would like to address the election of the APRALO vice chair, which is, as I mentioned before, a position with two candidates. The candidates are Ali Al-Meshal and Shridip Raya Mahi. The election calendar applicable to all the RELOs is posted on the wiki page. In the case of this position and all positions, the elections will be conducted online, and the electronic credentials will be sent on Friday, May 18th, will be open for all members to cast the vote until May 24th, Thursday. There were some questions about the electorate. Again, according to the APRALO Rules of Procedures, Article 5.5.4.3, the electorate is the entire APRALO membership. Each LAS will have one vote. The primary contact of each LAS is the voter. All the voters will receive an electronic credential in the next few hours, ready to vote on Friday. And only those LASs who are accredited prior to the election will be able to vote. With regards to the individual members, according to the AP RALO rules, the unaffiliated individuals as a group will be responsible for selecting a representative. And selection or ratification of these representatives will occur whenever an ALAC member is selected by the regional membership or leadership elections are held. In the case of AP RALO, Justin Chu is already the representative elected since last year, and our database, voter database, shows Justin as the individual representative elected to be able to vote, to cast the vote. So I hope that clarifies the procedure with regards to this position. Again, the credentials will be sent by staff. Be ready to check your inboxes and be ready to cast your vote. And we wish the best of luck to the candidates for the vice chair position. So with this, I close this section on the elections, elections and appointments. And I turn it over back to you, Satish. Thank you very much.
Sylvia, this is Isham. Cheryl's hand is up.
Thank you, Sylvia. I hope you can hear me. Thanks for managing the meet the candidates very well. So I would like to thank everybody who is present on this call to ask questions, and I request all the LSs to actively participate in the election process that is coming up. I would like to offer the best of luck to Ali and Shiri, and thanks once again to everybody who joined this call, and it's back to Yashin for closing the call.
Excuse me, sorry for interrupting. I see Shiri has her hand up. I believe she just got a new hand. Satish.
Only if you can indulge me for 60 to 90 seconds, otherwise I'll take it to the list. It's not a problem.
Hello, this is Sylvia. Is Satish on, still on, or perhaps he already hung up?
Hi, Sylvia.
Satish has already sent the thanks, everyone. I think he's disconnected.
Okay, she already
yes.
disconnected. Okay.
Satish is
I'm
disconnected,
sorry.
But
okay.
If I may, Sylvia, I see him
yes.
on WebEx. Still connected.
Uh-huh.
Just unmuted
okay.
him. Satish, are you able to speak through WebEx?
I see. Okay. I think it's okay. I see that Cheryl has written here. She will take it to the mailing list. So we'll see her comments through the mailing list. Thank you all. Thank you, Cheryl. Sorry for you were not able to share us your message, but we'll be checking our inboxes. Thank you very much, all. Bye-bye.
Thanks, all. Bye.
This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.